Hi, my name's Derek and I'm an advisor on Contact's free helpline. This podcast is about transferring from Disability Living Allowance, better known as DLA, to the Child Disability Payment, a new benefit that's being introduced to replace Child DLA in Scotland. The national launch of Child Disability Payment is taking place on the 22nd of November 2021. And from that day onwards, children under 16 in Scotland who don't already get DLA will need to make a claim for child disability payment instead. However, what about children in Scotland who are already getting DLA? What's going to happen to them? Well, the answer to that is that they will all be automatically transferred over from DLA to the child disability payment. Your child won't need to make a claim for child disability payment as part of this process, nor will they need to undergo a reassessment. Instead, they will be automatically moved over onto child disability payment and will receive the benefit at the same amount as DLA and paid on the same payment dates. You won't need to do anything unless your circumstances change. If your DLA mobility is being used to lease a car via the Motability Scheme, Social Security Scotland will ensure that mobility payments of child disability payment are made to Motability in the same way so that your car lease continues. Social Security Scotland says that between November and spring 2022, it will start by transferring those children that are terminally ill and older children. 17-year-olds will be asked first, followed by 16-year-olds, and then those who are within 6 months of their 16th birthday. From spring 2022, it will then start transferring all younger children, and it expects that all children in Scotland who are currently on DLA will have been transferred onto the new benefit by spring 2023. If your child's DLA award is about to come to an end and you've been sent a DLA renewal pack, you should complete that as normal to ensure that your DLA continues in the meantime. Social Security Scotland says that a child who's in the midst of a renewal won't be transferred onto child disability payment until after their renewal is complete. Once your child has been selected for transfer, the Department of Work and Pensions will send your child's details to Social Security Scotland, and Social Security Scotland will write to you to let you know that this is happening and to tell you that it will take about 3 months for the transfer to complete. During this time, you won't need to do anything unless Social Security Scotland contacts you to clarify any of your child's details. If your child's circumstances change during the transfer process, for example, they start to live in residential accommodation or there is a major change in their care needs, you need to tell the Department of Works and Pensions about this rather than Social Security Scotland. This is because Social Security Scotland only become responsible for the claim once the transfer has completed. Once the transfer has completed, Social Security Scotland will write to you again, letting you know that your child is now on child disability payment. Your payment should be made at the same rate as you previously got in DLA, and the letter should also tell you when their child disability payment award is likely to be reviewed in the future. Thanks for listening.